Well, you know, I think Leon's a four-year starter. He's got good mirror skills. He's competitive, can make plays on the football. I think he's got the attributes that we're looking for, and certainly at the position. So I think he brought the dimensions that we wanted in terms of players that we want to bring into the organization.
Michael, everybody talked about the skills that Honey Badger, a player like that, brings into the draft. Were you scared off by the stuff off the field?
Well, I think you do the research on all the players and you make a decision on kind of what you really feel is the best for your organization. And we just felt Leon was ideally suited. He played a lot of football in college. He's competitive and he's been productive.
Michael, did you have him in mind starting or competing anyway for that starting job on the right side?
You know, I think that's a coach's call. I think he's got the skills to certainly compete, and whoever wins the job will be determined based on their play on the field.
Michael, do you envision him more as playing on the outside? Sorry, back here in the corner. Do you envision McFadden playing more on the outside or as maybe an improvement on the inside of that defensive secondary?
He's done both at San Diego State, so I think he can play either. He's got the skill set to do that. He came to San Diego State as a receiver, and they moved him to corner. So I think he can see the game through both eyes, and I think he can play in or out.
Was there any thought to a quarterback for that third-round pick?
No, we were more focused on trying to, improve the positions of the, you know, secondary, defensive line, offensive line, those areas. Hi, Terry. Bess is a really talented, productive receiver. I think he's the 14th most productive receiver in the NFL over the last 4 years. He's caught a lot of passes, converted a lot of third downs for the Dolphins. They signed a couple other receivers this year, so it was a good opportunity for us to bring him in here and see what he can do in terms of being inside the slot, play outside. He does both. He did both last year for Miami. He's been very productive since he was a free agent out of Hawaii, so certainly give us a chance. He's got it before the trade's official. He's going to have to pass his physical, though.
Mike, following up on that question about Bess, did you also like the fact that he's been in the league for 4 or 5 years now? Some people thought that was a little bit lacking in the locker room last year, kind of having a precise route runner, kind of a veteran for a couple of your young receivers.
Well, I think because he's produced in the league, certainly is attractive, and I think he's got the ability. You know, he's proven on tape against really good competition. You know, so it wasn't a question of looking at it any deeper than he could make plays against people that we have to play against, and he's been very productive.
Can you confirm that Bess was given a 3-year extension?
We've talked about it. We haven't finalized it.
Mike, a lot was made about, on TV at least, was made about his size. He's listed as only 2 inches shorter than Hayden. Would you comment on that and range of your receivers now?
You're talking about yeah, well, you know, I mean, corners, he's 5.093, but he weighs 193, so he's got good size to him. Obviously, we all want to be at, you know, 6'1 corners. We all want Willie Brown from the old days, but sometimes it's harder to find. But I think he makes plays on the football, which is important. He's got great awareness. He's got balance. So I think those are things when he's down the field are important.
Anything else, guys?
Do Brian Sipe have anything to do with this?
No, I don't think so. You know, the good thing is in the conference he plays in, there's a lot of the ball is being thrown constantly all the time. So you have a great opportunity. There's a lot of like in most college football, there's a lot of opportunity to evaluate him in terms of covering man-to-man. And then he got to go to the Senior Bowl, which was also a great experience for him. As we look at players when they play at a certain level of competition and then they move up to a level, the Senior Bowl is a great test to see how they match up against other receivers. And I think Leon did a really good job at the game. I think Mingo is a defining, you know, the kind of player you want to bring into an organization. I think he's highly competitive. He's extremely tough. He loves football. He's passionate. He's fast. He's athletic. And he's long. I think those are the things that if you talk to Coach Chud, you talk to Joe, I think everybody that we talk about in the organization, those are the kind of qualities we're looking to add to the football team. Productive in college and played in college. I think with Leon McFadden as well, you see he's played a lot of games at San Diego State.
Two more questions,
guys. When we had that pre-draft deal with you,
yeah,
you talked about pass. They have to do outside linebackers have to do more than rush the passer. Yet he never did much coverage at LSU. So how did you project?
Well, I think you saw him. If you go back and watch him play, as which would essentially be his sophomore season, since he came out as a junior, there was times they played some 34. You saw him drop. You saw him cover in the Alabama game. You saw him try to take a. You saw him cover in the flat, and you saw him move. And I think if you watch Mingo a lot, you can see him do some of the things that you have to do. Now, I think obviously, as most 34 teams, they want their backers moving forward, not back. And I think that's his best suit.
People have been calling for a veteran receiver to be added to this young group for a while. How important was that in going after Bess, and how do you see him complementing Josh Gordon, Greg Little?
Well, I think, you know, we're always looking to try to add good players. David Nelson's an older player, too, who caught 71 passes, I think, 2 years ago before he got hurt. So, you know, you're always trying to add players to your team that you think can help, and I think certainly Bess we think can help. And he's played in the league, and I think on the most critical down, he's been able to convert. So it was a good opportunity for us. Again, he's got to pass his physical first, though.
Tom, last one.
I'll ask a two-parter of two different players. is Bess also a nice insurance policy, too, if to make sure that Nelson is healthy? Because they can kind of play similar positions. That's the first part of it. Obviously, Nelson's coming back off a knee injury.
Yeah.
Is he also a good insurance policy?
I think it gives us competition. I think, you know, both of them are. I think David will be healthy. He's close to being healthy coming off of the ACL. So it'll give us great competition for the coaches to evaluate the players and see what roles they define and how they play. So, you know, I think it's so early to really see, you know, what roles are going to be placed. But I think both players have produced in NFL games and have made plays and have scored touchdowns and converted third downs, which is always something you always want to have.
And the second part is getting back to Leon. He was saying that he was just a little surprised that you guys picked him because he didn't think he was on your guys' radar, didn't talk a lot. How do you – when you're dealing with players like at combines and stuff like that, is it important for you to talk to him or you just –
Well, we talk to him. I mean, you know, there's always interviews you had to do with the combine, and then there's – the workout, he worked out at the combine, so you had an opportunity to watch him work out, and so you didn't have to go back, and then there really wasn't any questions to ask in another workout. Sometimes you have to go to a guy and get another workout, but I think with Leon, you know, we liked what we saw in the workout. We interviewed him, and I think if you talk to anybody at San Diego State, the character and the quality of the person was pretty significant in terms of the background check that we did on him, and so I think, you know, you can just let that kind of stay the way it is, and you feel comfortable with them, and you feel comfortable with the person.
So you did have, like, one of those 15-minute talks.
Yeah, you know, even though you don't have a formal sit-down with all the players at the combine, you have what we call the informal chats. And so we talk to them, and, you know, we make sure. Plus, we've had four or five scouts go through there and spend time there and dig up research and talk to all the players. So,
all right.
So we still got a long way to go.
All right, thanks.